y'all can make it. Glad we can make it too. This is really fun. Yeah, welcome to the first show. You can say you were there. We still are there. We're still, in fact, there is here. Isn't that amazing? And here is where the first gig of the Improbables, featuring me, Daryl, who you probably know, Scott Igart, who many of you probably know. Many of you will probably know Todd Sinkelkoos playing the bass. Incredible bass playing. And Vince Littleton, the great Vince Littleton on drums. Maybe you saw him with Mel Sanders. That's 10 years ago. Okay, well, that was called The Old Greasy Coat. That's an old time fiddle tune. And now we're going to do another old-timey tune here. This one is an old-timey meters tune, right? And it's called the Sissy Strut. Thank you. Thank you. Get the warm, sweet ones out of the way here while everybody's still digesting. This is a very, very, very old tune. It goes all the way back to the 1600s. It's a murder ballad. We'll leave out the murder part and just keep the tune. It's called Down in the Willow Garden. Thank you.
Thank you.
to Scott Hagar tune called Home Boy, named after the pupper. Great band called Vessen. I think the, in Swedish that word means noise or sound or feeling or bumper or water, air, something like that. Anyway, one of those words. And yeah, there's something about Swedish fiddle tunes. It sounds like you're playing them kind of inside out and backwards. And I just love it. I just think it's a great sound. And so we're going to do some. I like some too. In fact, we're going to go to Finland this summer. It's not Sweden, but it's close.
Okay.
Thank you, man. All right. That is definitely a Swedish type tune there. Okay, let's do an American tune. This is a tune called about big old tobacco leaves drying in the sun. I don't know if you want to smoke those things. They're pretty ugly, but they're nice to look at. And when they're hung up like that, drying, they're called leather britches. And that just happens to be the name of this tune, just by total coincidence.
Thank you.
Shuttleton there, powering that beast. Okay. And Kyle Sixers on the bass. Yeah. Of course, Scott and I are out front playing melody after melody. Okay, we'll do a Thelonious Monk tune now. This is just the kind of tune that when you dance to it, you have to do the dinosaur dance. It's doable. I know there's some dinosaurs out there. There's a couple on stage.
Thank you. Thank you.
lovely melody from Scott Nygaard. King of the acoustic guitar. At least here and there. King of the acoustic guitar. At least here and now. Oh, let's see. We're going to do one more tune here and take a break. We're going to do a hard driving Celtic tune. And because it's a Celtic tune and because it's hard driving, we need even more drums. So what are we going to do? We're going to get Pamela Swan to come up and play the Bolan with us. Thanks for being here. All right. And then we're going to play, and then we're going to take a break. And then we're going to eat, and drink, and then we're going to get up and play some more, and then we're going to, it's all going to end. But not really, because we'll all still be alive, we'll all go home, and we'll go over to 19 Broadway on Saturday and do it all again. So, all right, Pamela, you ready? All right. You guys ready? You guys ready to hit? Okay, what are we doing? It's, okay, this one's a vaguely Celtic tune I learned from somebody in New England. It's called Bear Island Reels. So, think of bears. That's a hard driver. Thank you. Warren. Vince Littleton. Now take the first. Scott Nygaard. Amber Langer. We'll be back shortly. Special howdy to all the string cheese folks. Turn up the next string cheese to make you people. Okay, let's do a tune. Oh, let's do a tune that string cheese does sometimes. We'll do our version out here. That's a tune by the great, one of the great bluegrass guitar players, old Lefty Hendrix here. Thank you. Okay, this is another great tune written by Scott. And actually, I was out in at the break. People were asking about some of you younger folks may not know about Scott, but he is one of the great bluegrass guitar players of all time. And we're lucky to see him here because, you know, he had a little baby about, well, he's not so little anymore. He's like 4 or 5 years old now. He's quite the kid.
He's playing drums and electric guitar.
So he got off the road, you know, he played with Tim O'Brien and all those guys, and I don't know. So he got off the road to help raise his kid, and he's, you know, he's working at this big acoustic guitar magazine, so it's really great to see him out playing again. And, I'm really lucky.
That's good. Thank you.
Fog and Flame.
By that one
featuring the uncanny bass stylings of Todd Sigafoos. And definitely the largest contiguous instrument on the stage. Bring back Pamela Swan to play the Bolan. Yes. Cool. All right. Okay. This is another Celtic style tune. I mean, there's no reason why you have to have a Bolan on Celtic tunes only. It actually sounds pretty good on a lot of different styles, actually. Sounds good on Swedish tunes. Sounds good on Hendrix. Sounds good on a hamburger. Honestly. It's round, just like a hamburger bun. Yeah. Okay. We're gonna do a tune called "The Girl That Broke My Heart." Although I don't know if the tune actually reflects the. Well, you know how those Irish guys, not good enough whiskey on the end, just hardly matters. Really. I think that works for all musicians, actually, not just the Irish.
I think the pint that broke my toe
might
have been one. Thank you.
Thank you.
Chad Krause on the pedal. Wow. I get to retire from this thing.
Thank you. Thank you.
the all-purpose fiddle tune from hell.
Do whatever you want.
Well, let's see. What do we do next? We're thinking about it. Stay around and huddle.
Watchtower!
What's your favorite?
Okay, we will. We're going to play a tune that was recorded by the Commotion Band. And it's a tune that was actually written by myself and Mike Marshall and Michael King and Paul McCandless. All together, we all had our hands on the same pencil at the same time on the same piece of paper. It was really amazing. It was really kind of disgusting, really, if you think about it. But luckily, we don't have to think about it. All we're going to do is just let him play it. I wrote it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. It's called Crawl We Must. Thank you. Thanks y'all for coming out. Really great to see you all and talk to you. Thank you, Greg. And hope we get to do a lot more of this. So, thanks again. Thank you. Thank you so much. One of the imponderables. One of the improbables. Chris Littleton on the drums. Todd Sickenfuss on the big bass. The one and only Scott Nygaard on the guitar. Bill Langer. Klaus and Pamela Swan for their stellar contributions.